Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, theastrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. Thank you for joining me tonight. And we have a fairly quiet week. It sort of seems really strange to even say that because there's always something going on. But this week, the big news is the sun entering Aquarius on Thursday. And I'm thinking, there was something else. What was it? It was so small, and we've just got a few other planetary influences and aspects, which I'll talk about later in the show. But really, the news and sort of the only news of the week is the sun moving into Aquarius. So I'm going to dedicate this show to all you Aquarians out there and anybody, any Aquarian that you have in your life, you will appreciate what I'm going to tell you over this show about Aquarius. And it's funny because I was just being interviewed by a different radio show, and one of the hosts was the last day, was born the last day of Aquarius. And I always say that people born on the cusp of Aquarius Pisces, they are very special and unique. They combine both energies of Aquarius and Pisces. And it makes them very special because I was asked about the 13th sign of the zodiac and, oh, has everybody changed signs now because of that other sign? Well, I just want to get something really clear. There are 12 signs only. There are only 12 signs in the zodiac. There's no extra sign. There's no 13th sign. Every few years that comes up as a rumor. And I just wish it would go away. So there are 12 signs only in the zodiac. There is not a new sign that has been discovered. And it's not like the toe of some constellation in around Scorpio, Sagittarius. It just doesn't happen. It doesn't exist. There are 12 signs in the zodiac. And to find out what sign you are, if you're not quite sure, particularly if you're born on a cusp, sometimes it takes even a birth time to really get the exact sun sign that you are, and that is possible to do. You can run a chart wheel on my website, theastrologer.com, and on the menu bar you go to astrology, and in the pull down from that there is something called chart wheel. If you put your date, time, and place of birth into that, you can get a definite, you will definitely know what sun sign you are. I know over the years there have been quite a few people who are confused about what sign they are because they are born on a cusp. And the date and the time changes every year. Not the date necessarily, but the time most definitely. So there's always some confusion if you don't know that or have that information. But on tonight's show, I'm going to talk about Aquarius and Aquarius, the water bearer, that's the symbol of Aquarius. The sun's moving into Aquarius on Thursday, where it will stay until February 18th. So the sun will be in Aquarius for the next few weeks. Aquarius is the 11th sign of the zodiac, the second last sign of the zodiac. The symbol of Aquarius is the water bearer, and Aquarius is an air sign, even though the symbol is a water bearer, it is an air sign, and an intellectual sign. Aquarius is very much an inventor, somebody that looks into the future, a visionary, and a humanitarian. So when the sun is in a particular sign, it's a good time for the rest of us to make good use of the energy of that sign. So in other words, when the sun is in Aquarius from Thursday through February 18th, it's a good time to be inventive and innovative and think outside the box, try new things, particularly when it's around technology. Aquarius is a free-thinking, forward-thinking sign, and so technology falls into the realm, that realm of Aquarius. So anything that's innovative or different or thinking outside the box, that's a great time to launch or do something when the sun is in Aquarius. Any sort of humanitarian effort is also good for when the sun is in Aquarius. And so you don't necessarily have to have your sun in Aquarius to have traits of an Aquarian, because the ruling planet of Aquarius is Uranus. So you might be of a different sign, but you might have Uranus placed prominently within your astrology chart. And so that might give you a little bit of an Aquarian flavor. So your friends or family may accuse you of being weird and wacky or unique and different. So that is very Aquarian, and you might have the planet Uranus placed prominently in your astrology chart. So this tonight's show is all about Aquarius, whether you have the sun in Aquarius, you know someone that was born under the sign of Aquarius, or you might have Uranus placed strongly in your chart. And place strongly means Uranus on an angle, and that's ascendant, descendant, MCIC, or in the first house, or having it aspecting a lot of other planets, or what else could it be doing that makes it prominent? Oh, also it could be triggered by a transit. That means a planet right now in a position that is making an impact to your Uranus, your natal Uranus. If any of that gobbledygook made any sense to you, that's a good thing. Otherwise, don't worry about it. Anyway, so the sun will be moving into Aquarius on Thursday, where it will be for the next few weeks. So with Aquarius, when the sun is in Aquarius at this time, many of us might find ourselves wanting to be different from everyone else, because what's important to Aquarius is being unique. It's not about being a sheep or going with the herd. It's about being unique and different, being setting ourselves apart from everyone else. Even though Aquarius is a sign about everybody else and is a very philanthropic, humanitarian sign, it is about being different. It's all about democracy and everybody being equal, but we all need to be different at the same time as being equal. That does make sense to me at first pass. It didn't when I was saying it, but it's good to be unique, but we all are on an equal playing field, I guess, is the way to say it. So during the time when the sun is in Aquarius, this is a great time for social events and group activities, because Aquarius is a connector. The energy of this sign is about mixing and mingling, not so much with close friends, but acquaintances. Aquarius is the sign of friendship. It's a great time to make friends or new friends, both online and offline. But if you can accept any sort of social invitation at this time, that's a great use of this energy. It's all about social events and joining groups. If you've had it in the back of your mind that you have some sort of interest or hobby, and of course, the weirder and wackier, the better, go and find a like-minded group of people that share your interests. That's a great use of the energy of when the sun is in Aquarius. And so many of us will be drawn to social events and group activities at the time, but we're not so much interested in fitting in. And we want to be part of the group in some ways, but in other ways, it's really important to distinguish ourselves as an individual. Also, because the ruling planet of Aquarius is Uranus, Uranus is known as the planet of rebellion. And I'll cover Uranus a bit later in the show and what that means, but many of us might be feeling rebellious and looking, as I said, looking outside the box, or I say not colouring within the lines, you know, longing to break free from the conservative, the way things that have always been done, other people's expectations, old moulds, anything that's already been done and tested and tried, that is not the way to go when we have this Aquarian energy or influence at this time. So the sun moves into Aquarius on Thursday, where it will be until February 18th. So also it's very much a time of thinking about the future. And speaking of the future, we're going to take a quick break. So stay tuned, and I'll talk more about Aquarius after the break.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news, Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about Aquarius. The sun moves into Aquarius on Thursday, where it will be until February 18th. So what's the best use of this time when the sun is in Aquarius? Well, it's a very futuristic sign, so that's why technology falls under the sign of Aquarius. And also having a long-term vision. Aquarius is a very visionary sign. So this is all about thinking forward, thinking into the future. Like, what are your hopes and wishes for the future? This is a time over the next few weeks to let yourself dream big. And also because it's very much a networking sign, it's about be sure to attend events where you might meet people who can help you reach your long-term goals. So networking is very favourable over the next 4 weeks. The synchronicity factor is pretty high of chance for chance meetings with the right person at the right time, simply because when the planets are aligned to have to do certain things or attend certain events, then everything sort of falls into place. So if you can make the most of these planetary energies, and not just this week, but at any time, it really helps synchronicity, let's just say. So because Aquarius is a sign of networking and also thinking through doing things in a different way and having a long-term plan, if you put all those things together and you actually go out and you create the opportunity of meeting someone through a networking event, the chances are definitely heightened. So getting involved with groups or organisations that reflect your passions, that's another great way to make these connections with helpful people. Feeling inspired to get involved in a volunteer project or humanitarian cause. Aquarius is a sign of the humanitarian. Oh, and definitely team projects, especially those that are working toward a higher ideal, are especially satisfying when there's any sort of Aquarian influence. And Aquarius is a sign of technology and innovation, so it's most certainly a time when we can find creative solutions to old problems. Aquarius is an intellectual sign, so our minds will be super strong over the next few weeks. But some of us might have a tendency to get overly attached to our ideas and opinions. Aquarius is a fixed sign after all, so we might get too attached to our ideas and opinions, so it's good to have an open mind at this time. Stay mentally flexible and be open to other points of view, so we can probably make better progress than by thinking we personally have all the answers. As I said, Aquarius is an air sign, and so phrases like the winds of change, that can tell you a lot about the air signs, and that's Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. They are like the sibling signs of Aquarius, Gemini and Libra. So any sign that is of the same element, overall, that's just a great connection, great compatibility on any level. So air signs. Air, the element of air, lends these signs a light-hearted, mercurial quality. So these signs can be lots of fun, mentally lots of fun. Sometimes a bit indecisive, not so much for Aquarius because it's a fixed sign. But, you know, with Gemini and Libra, sure, they can be rather indecisive and tend to change their minds at any second. And just as the air in our atmosphere can be sensed but not seen, so is the air element of astrology related to intangibles like thought processes, communication and intellect. So like thoughts, birds in the air can take flight, suddenly dipping and swerving in brand new, completely unexpected directions. So when you think of Gemini, Libra and sometimes Aquarius, that can happen. And people with strong air influences in their birth chart, and that means that people born with any planets in air signs, tend to think miles ahead of everyone else. People that are born under these air signs or have air planets, you know, they might talk with their hands as well as their mouths because they're in such a hurry to get their thoughts out into the open. Air signs are witty and charming and make fun, unique dates if you're single and out on the dating scene. Always ask what someone's sign is. That's definitely a talking point. Also with air signs, they are witty and charming. But sometimes they can be a little bit aloof when it comes to emotions. interests or sentimentality. So, you know, not everybody can have everything, I guess. And I think it's why these air signs, they intellectualize their feelings more than the other signs. But they're so quick-witted that they don't waste too much time getting bogged down in feelings. They're already moving on to the next interesting subject. So air signs, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, make very interesting, exciting friends, and they're usually the life of the party. And they gravitate toward creative mental professions like writing, teaching, or computer geeking. And as I mentioned earlier on in the show, Aquarius is a fixed sign. And so a fixed sign tends to resist change unless it's for a very, very good reason. And the fixed signs are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. So Aquarius is an air sign, and its siblings or its other very close signs are Gemini and Libra. So Aquarius is also a fixed sign, and Taurus, Leo, and Scorpio to Aquarius can bring friction and challenge. So signs of the same element get on. Signs of the same quality or mode, not so much. And I think it's because sometimes if somebody's too similar to ourselves, we don't like them. So sometimes it's like there's certain traits that we might not like within ourselves, and we see it in others, and that can repel a little bit. So when you have signs of the same quality or mode, usually there can be a clash sometimes, I should say. So when you have fixed signs, and they can get a little bit nervous or irritable when there's too much change happening too fast in their lives. So even though Aquarius is an air sign and it's very much about changing and thinking fast and very quick-minded, they can be quite fixed. So when it comes to change, it's a little bit different. And, of course, the fixed signs are definitely not wishy-washy. So fixed signs like to just choose a course of action and stick with it. They don't like to chop and change. Now, fixed signs can also come across as stubborn, even conservative sometimes, and that sounds really odd with Aquarius. Conservative, but its co-ruler is Saturn. And Saturn is a very conservative planet. The energies of Saturn is very conservative. So even though Aquarius is definitely innovative and futuristic, there is a side to this sign that can be quite conservative. It's definitely, oxymoron in some ways, but it really is a dichotomy. It's really opposite energies within the same sign, and that's very unusual because the signs, all the other signs don't really have conflicting energies within themselves, not as much as Aquarius, that's for sure. So on one hand, you've got the modern day ruler of Uranus, which is very much about being rebellious and rebellious and innovative, and then on the other hand you've got the co-ruler of Saturn, which is the opposite. It's very conservative, slow moving, tried and true, tested rules, regulations. So that's definitely like the conflicting energy within Aquarius. Like there's all these different things going on. So with Aquarius you definitely need to look beneath the surface. And don't take anything at face value if you have an Aquarian in your life. The good thing about Aquarius is that they have the dedication and discipline needed to see something through to the end as a fixed sign. Also, fixed signs, they never like to deviate from the plan, which can be both a good thing and a bad thing. They can sometimes inhibit spontaneity and creativity, but that does highlight the importance of commitment, perseverance, and stability. Definitely, that's what Aquarius and the other six signs are all about. Now, as I said, Aquarius is ruled by Uranus. That's its modern day ruler. So the planet Uranus is often associated with rebellions and revolutions and earthquakes and volcanoes. Anything that erupts with sudden, unpredictable force and changes life as we know it. But Uranus's effects aren't all disruptive, just most of them. So Uranus rules original thought, unique inventions and improvements on tradition. And without its influence in our lives, we might never know the development of science or humanitarianism. Whether it happens in a constructive or a destructive way, Uranus promotes progress. So Uranus is the planetary ruler of Aquarius. The sun moves into Aquarius on Thursday, where it will be until February 18th. So this is all about the next few weeks, making change radically. And so on a personal basis, Uranus influences our sense of freedom and restriction. And of course, depending on its placement in your astrology chart, this planet can make some of us quite rebellious in the face of various limitations of our lives, you know, around our duties, the expectations of our parents or other people that place these expectations on us, or even just the humdrum predictability of our day-to-day existence. So with Uranus's unstable and unpredictable energy, it can move to upset the balance of our daily life or shake up our routine and fly in the face of others' expectations. So that's Uranus. So this is the planetary ruler of Aquarius. So Uranus does encourage us to break out of our mold and to spread our wings and fly. It also challenges the validity of the status quo and puts it to the test through dramatic and sometimes often upsetting occurrences. So we're going to take a short break, and after the break, I'm going to continue with Aquarius. So stay tuned.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from Spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi there. Welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the sun moving into Aquarius this Thursday, where it will be until February 18th. So Aquarius is ruled by the planet Uranus, and so that's what I was just referring to before the break. Uranus is the planet affiliated with revolution, And it caused quite a stir when it was discovered in 1781. And before that, Aquarius was ruled by Saturn. And Saturn rules Capricorn, and it also ruled Aquarius. So Aquarius's modern-day ruler or main ruler is Uranus, and its co-ruler or ancient ruler is Saturn. And I'll talk about Saturn in just a moment. But that's what gives Aquarius and any Aquarians you might know or have in your life a bit of a conflicting energy. On one hand, they're very modern and maybe rebellious, and on the other hand, can be quite conservative and following the rules. But one thing's for sure, you can never quite predict what an Aquarian is going to do. So the planet Uranus is peculiar and different according to our other planets. It has a different spin on its axis, and it takes about 84 years to orbit the sun, and it spends about 7 to 8 years in each sign. So at the moment, Uranus is in Aries, where it's been for quite a while. Next year, it will move into Taurus. So any Aries out there, life might have been shaken up for you over these past few years. Also with Uranus, on the last count that I recall, there were 22 moons, and it has a few visible rings. All right. So the other ruler, the other planetary ruler of Aquarius is its ancient ruler, and that's Saturn, which is quite surprising if you know the energies of Aquarius and Saturn. They're very, very different. Aquarius fits really well with Uranus and the same sort of energy, but Saturn's a taskmaster planet. It rules Capricorn, but it's a taskmaster planet because of its stern and guilt-inspiring influence in our lives. It does have a bad reputation, and sometimes for good reason. But on the other side, because there's always a positive and a negative to everything, or a light and a shadow side, Saturn really, you know, it has us have our nose to the grindstone, and if we work really hard, the rewards or the results will come. So, you know, and if you can relate to the feeling that you're not working hard enough in life, well, that's probably Saturn's influence in your chart. Because this planet operates kind of like a parental figure, and one that can be a little too severe at times. You know, there's always a time and a place to be carefree. You know, some of us like to forget our responsibilities and just to enjoy ourselves. But Saturn will look on disapprovingly until we return to our duties. And, you know, a lot of times its influence can feel very restrictive, and we might feel rebellious in response to its limiting effects. But it does serve an important purpose, keeping us on track in life and moving toward our destiny. Because Saturn is about karma. It's a planet with a conscience, the one that reminds us, even when we don't want to hear it, that everything we do has a cumulative effect on our soul. That's pretty heavy, right? But that's what Saturn is all about. And Saturn rules Aquarius. And so for the next few weeks, the sun will be in Aquarius. It is a time to think outside the box, but it's also a time to remember our P's and Q's. And Saturn urges us to take life seriously and buckle down and get to work. So Aquarius is ruled by Uranus and Saturn, two very different conflicting energies. Now, back to Aquarius. Now, I said that this is a show dedicated to Aquarius, because the sun will be moving into Aquarius on Thursday. And what I thought might be some fun is to run through the Aquarius compatibility with other signs. That's always fun, fun for me and fun for everyone else. Compatibility. Everybody wants to know about love and love in their life. Aquarius is no different. Aquarius can be aloof. It doesn't mean it doesn't have feelings. It just means it shows its feelings, I say his or her feelings, in a different way. So I'm going to run through Aquarius with each sign of the zodiac. And so I'll start at the beginning. So Aquarius and Aries. Aquarius and Aries make a really good match. Aquarius is an air sign. Aries is a fire sign. So automatically fire and air get along. Both of you, Aquarius and Aries, crave independence and freedom and are willing to try anything once. So Aquarius can be pretty out there and Aries isn't afraid of anything. So be sure to have your relationship center on social activities and expect to be surrounded by friends. But of course, don't forget to take some alone time. Aquarius and Taurus. Well, both of you are fixed signs. This is definitely an interesting and unique combination. And the things that you have in common are your stubborn, determined attitudes. Definitely makes for some interesting conversation, or probably I would say debates. So if you're working on a long-term project together, anything long-term is good to bring Aquarius and Taurus together. Aquarius and Gemini, two air signs, so automatically this is a great connection. You share a sharp original intellect and a deeply rooted love of freedom, and you're neither of you are interested in tying the other down to a lifetime of routine. You can both be somewhat unemotional and detached, which suits you just fine. Your relationship will probably be unconventional, but the basis of your connection is all around communication. Aquarius and Cancer, not very much in common. Cancer is emotional and nurturing, and Aquarius tends to be aloof and detached. Cancer is interested in creating a comfortable, satisfying home life, and Aquarius, you want to get out there and save the world. Well, you probably have other planetary connections if you are in a relationship, most definitely have other things that tie you. If you're an Aquarian and a Leo, this is definitely a case of opposites attract, because you two couldn't be more different. While the fun-loving, attention-seeking lion adores its place in the sun, the cool, aloof water bearer absolutely doesn't care at all about being the center of attention. So I guess that's what makes you a good fit. And of course, opposites attracting, the connection is either great or not so great. And it will always be like a seesaw, constantly in motion. So it's up to you two to find the balance. Aquarius and Virgo, you're a good match in intellectual pursuits because Virgo loves to analyze and loves detailed. And combine that with Aquarius's vision can produce some really creative ideas. But what's that got to do with love if you're in a romantic relationship? Not a lot, but of course there needs to be some other planetary connections going on. And with Aquarius and Virgo, there is definitely a karmic connection between you. Aquarius and Libra, two air signs. So, of course, straight away, you're instantly connected and share strong intellectual connection. So what else about that? Oh, Aquarius is aloof and detached, while Libra, not so much, wants to hold on and get close. So it's just finding that little bit of a balance there, but overall a very good match. Aquarius and Scorpio, two fixed signs. So that's really interesting. So it's like your connection could be similar to air and water, Aquarius being air, Scorpio water, battling during a thunderstorm. Because the problem is you're both very stubborn and you both want your own way. So there needs to definitely be a compromise when it comes to these two signs. And if there's other planetary connections, so much the better. Aquarius and Sagittarius, love compatibility, or friendship, or colleague, or boss, employer, whatever it is, you two make great friends and travel companions. Now, I really do like this connection of Aquarius and Sagittarius, both freedom-seeking and explorers, and these two signs always make me think of signs that ask the question, why? So the foundation of the relationship is your twin philosophical natures, and you both love to explore an idea or a city or a relationship to its outer limits. Aquarius and Sagittarius both thirst for knowledge, experience, and freedom. And together you can find all of these things. Maybe not so touchy-feely, but there's more to life than that, according to your two signs. Aquarius and Capricorn, you're both connected by Saturn. Saturn rules Capricorn and Aquarius. So it means that your personalities, you're connected by karma, but it doesn't mean that the relationship will always be very warm or close or touchy-feely. There's definitely a potential there for a long-term bond because of the Saturn connection. But sometimes you might be separated or separate and detached, no matter what path your relationship takes. But if you're looking to work together, Aquarius and Capricorn, you make a great working team because you're both quite independent, undemonstrative. But once you make a commitment, you'll both see it through to the end. Now, Bob, we're going to take a short break. After the break, I'll finish with Aquarius's compatibility. So stay tuned.
Your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance so common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about Aquarius. The sun moves into Aquarius on Thursday, where it will be until February 18th. So I've really gone in depth in this show all about Aquarius. If you are an Aquarian or if you have one in your life, this is for you. So just before the break, I was talking about Aquarius compatibility. And so Aquarius and Aquarius together. So this is going to be a really interesting match. And you're probably apart more than you are together. And that will be okay with you because your sign seeks freedom. Now, remember, there are other planets in everybody's chart, not just the sun. So this is just... gives you a little bit of a guide into what this is about with these sun sign matches. So with Aquarius and Aquarius, you both probably have interesting and varied lives that command your attention. And if there is an intimate connection between you, it's likely to be a little bit detached. Both fixed signs, of course, Aquarius is a fixed sign. So without a doubt, there's commitment and a long-term union at that. But certainly the relationship will not be traditional. And finally, Aquarius and Pisces. Well, you two are very different and may find it hard to make a comfortable connection. Pisces really needs an emotional bond to feel secure in a relationship. But emotional ties can make aloof Aquarius bolt in the opposite direction. Aquarius can't stand feeling tied down or restricted in any way. And Pisces might come across as too clingy because of that emotional connection it craves. But you do have idealistic souls and are driven by a need to help others. So this could be the basis of your relationship. So there you have it. That's Aquarius and Aquarius compatibility. So also just another note for Aquarius. There is the first eclipse of 2017, and that's happening on February 10th, and it involves the fixed signs, and that's you, Aquarius. So on or around February 10th, there will be a major eclipse occurring. And also August 7th, there will be a lunar eclipse in your sign. So February 10th and August 7th are the days or the dates for Aquarius, where life will be intense and it's time for a change. So if you're looking to make a change and as a fixed sign, this can be a little bit difficult to do, but those would be the times to do it. All right, moving right along to a couple of other planetary influences of the week. And as I said, it's a fairly quiet week. The headline is the sun moving into Aquarius on Thursday, and then on Friday, and I'm just double checking because we really don't have that much going on this week, except one other influence, no, two others here, and the other one is we have on Friday Venus forming a sextile to Pluto. So this is an excellent energy that strengthens deep relationships. It helps us understand people's motivations and spurs creative output. This influence will all be about charisma, recognizing power and responding to animal appeal, able to see beyond obvious to what's below the surface. Many of us will grasp how others feel and operate and can use this understanding to accept a difficult person in our lives. Seeing the reality of the situation helps us deal with it differently. Our personal connections are highlighted now, and even casual relationships have their purpose. All of them touch us at a deep level at this time. Many of us with this Venus forming a sextile to Pluto influence will feel powerful and creative, leading to a time of productive output and valuable work. This is a great, great aspect for finances when Venus forms a sextile to Pluto. So financial savvy and insight can help us recognize and take advantage of excellent investment opportunities. We will most certainly be feeling magnetic and attractive for many of us, and that is particularly Venus is currently in Pisces, if you're a Pisces, and Pluto in Capricorn. So more so for Pisces and Capricorn, but really for all of us, when Venus forms a sextile to Pluto. Also, we have, and I nearly skipped over it because I was talking so much about Aquarius, that I didn't want to overlook the other aspect, and there's only two aspects, as well as the sun moving into Aquarius. And this aspect is Mars on Thursday. Mars forms a square to Saturn. So Mars is currently in Pisces as well as Venus, forming a square to Saturn in Sagittarius. So on the positive. It's an outstanding period in which we can accomplish a great deal of hard work because Saturn's involved. And Mars is the planet of action. So definitely there's a lot going on. But really it might feel like there's a lot going on, but we're not getting a lot achieved or getting a lot done. So it can be a little bit frustrating. Some of us might be feeling a bit too easily repressed, blocked or inhibited. You know, some of us, our energy and drive might be diminished and we just don't feel our usual pep or vitality when Mars forms a square to Saturn on Thursday. Sometimes some of us might be trying to do something and we're obstructed at every turn. Let's not get too paranoid because it might feel like people are conspiring against us. A lot of us might be really annoyed, anger welling up inside, feeling that we're unable to do anything effective. Could be extreme of rage, quickly turning into bitter cynicism. So it's not a very nice energy when Mars forms a square to Saturn, and that's happening. I say Thursday, but it's basically, you know, for a week before, a week after. There's a lot of pushback against any sort of authority figure, which annoys us now, even when they're right. I guess especially when they're right, it could be really frustrating. So it may feel like many of us want to give up and just go home in defeat. So Mars forming a square to Saturn, it can be a very tough energy. It might feel like driving into a brick wall for some of us. It really can be that extreme. It might feel like the more we push ahead, the more we are forced backwards. So I'm going to whiz through the weekly horoscopes really fast because I'm running out of time. So if you're an Aries, you know what you ought to be doing, but you might be afraid to take that step forward, and that's because of the Mars Saturn square. So just be cautious and careful. If you're a Taurus, what is it that you resent? Something or someone is holding you back emotionally. So take back your power. If you're a Gemini, conflict between your love life and your career is difficult, but listen to your partner's counsel. If you're a Cancer, dreams and goals are receding into the distance because they feel as if you're drowning in everyday chaos. Strategize and get refocused. If you're a Leo, you may feel tempted to get off the beaten path, but if you play with fire, be sure you can handle the consequences. If you're a Virgo, maybe your partner and blood family are not seeing eye to eye, but the drama will blow over soon, and those you love will eventually behave. If you're a Libra, there's just too much to do and not enough time. Juggle your priorities and make it all fit. If you're a Scorpio, don't become bitter over money. If you can't afford something, that's just too bad at the moment. Materialism and envy are tricky beasts. Don't allow them to drag you down. If you're a Sagittarius, the lack of support from your family means that you may feel isolated or alone, but don't give it a second thought. Focus on those who are there for you and return the favor in kind. If you're a Capricorn, be aware that what you don't say is just as important as what you do say this week. Someone close to you is adept at reading between the lines. Be sure you're making the impression you want. And if you're an Aquarian, fighting over money is highly likely this week, but perhaps with friends rather than with family. So tread lightly. And finally, if you're a Pisces, don't allow your job to define you, especially if you don't like your job. There is always a way out, and this week's energies show you how to change course. Give yourself credit for the work that you already do, but also give yourself the freedom to look elsewhere. So that's it for your weekly horoscope, and the big news of the week is the sun moving into Aquarius on Thursday, where it will be until February 18th. So this is a great use of time for being innovative, using technology, connecting with like-minded people, joining groups online and offline, and looking out at a democracy where we are all equal and thinking and taking on humanitarian causes and efforts. It's a great use of time for the next few weeks when the sun is in Aquarius. And as I mentioned, we have a lunar eclipse on February 10th. That's going to be in the sign of Leo, which is the opposite sign of Aquarius. It will affect mainly the fixed signs or anybody that has planets in fixed signs, and that's Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. And it's all about not just intensity, but making the changes that you want. And making the changes, you might be forced to make changes that you've been resisting, but this will be a time to move forward. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Have a great week. Wishing you all the best and good luck with your innovative, moving forward ideas when the sun is in Aquarius.